That song that we just heard comes from a story in the Gospels. Jesus healed a woman who reached out to him and touched him in faith. It's found in our hymn books, number 136. And before we sing it, I'd just like to mention that in this song, it speaks about the fear with which she came before him. It says she came in fear and trembling before him. And this morning we talked about fear. Remember, why are you afraid? And one of the things, or among the things we said, was that faith or confidence in the Lord is a wonderful antidote to fear. And then we mentioned love. Someone came to me after meeting and thought that I should have stressed something a little more strongly. And I took that criticism. I felt that I had done what this person wanted when I talked about the wedding, where a husband and bride, a bride and groom, express their love to each other and make their vows to each other, and they trust each other and believe that their future will be better than their past because they love. But this person thought that when I spoke about love, I should have stressed more strongly the love of God. If I didn't, I want to make that very clear, that it's because we have known and believed the love that God has for us that we can live in perfect confidence toward him. John said, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And the Apostle Paul says in Romans 5, the love of God is shed abroad or poured forth into our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us. And that means God's love for us, first of all. That's what it means. And it's because of that that we have no reason to fear. We can be assured that God wants what is best for us, and he will work out his purposes, and we have no reason to fear, for he is with us and he is for us. And I just thought to say that because I accepted the constructive criticism that was brought to me. I know I had that thought in my heart, but I said, well, maybe it wasn't expressed as clearly as it could have been and should have been. So we can revel in the knowledge that God loves us, that we are his beloved children. And here also this woman came. She came in fear and trembling. She needed Christ's healing virtue, and she received it. And what a difference. It says, the mighty deed was done. And actually at the end it says, peace that passes, or the end of the story, I think that's the end of the third stanza. Peace that passes all understanding with gladness filled her soul. So there was such a difference. There was such a difference. Jesus loved her and wanted to help her and did help her. And so we love this story as well, and we're happy to sing it together. Glad this was put into a song by, look at that, George F. Root. I don't know anything about George F. Root. Perhaps I should. The only thing I do know about him is that I've noticed his melodies are very singable and pleasing, at least to me. So let's sing 136. She only touched
of his garment as to his side she stole. Amid the crowd that gathered around him, and straightway she was whole. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be free. His saving power this very hour shall give new life to thee. She came in fear and trembling before him. She knew her Lord had come. She felt that from him virtue had healed her. The mighty deed was done. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be free. His saving power this very hour shall give new life to thee. He turned with daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And peace that passes all understanding with gladness filled her soul. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be free. His saving power this very hour shall give new life to thee.
Oh, hallelujah. We come, Lord. We reach out to touch you tonight. Thank you that you are right here, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As many as touched you were made perfectly whole. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, give us this faith. Hallelujah. As we come to you tonight to reach out and touch you in faith, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Life, Lord, your virtue flows even tonight as we reach out to you. Oh, we come believing, we come to receive out of your fullness, Lord, grace upon grace against all of our need, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are for us. Thank you that you are here in this meeting to meet everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Touch him and be made whole. Touch him and be made whole. The Son of God is passing by. Now, just now, he will hear your cry. So touch him and be. Once more,
touch him and be made whole. Touch him and be made whole. The Son of God.
Yes, Lord, you hear our cry, even the faintest cry you hear. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Speaks to the maimed and halt. He says, thy sins be forgiven thee. Take up thy bed and walk. He stands as the mighty healer now and cries, look unto me. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he?
Let's sing together 475. This song was in my heart today. I think the other day we even quoted from it. 475. See that? It's from the first half of the 17th century. We're getting back there. Let's stand.
Those who'd like to stand, let's rejoice. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day that fixed my joys on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this flowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord. Seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice in you, our Savior, our healer, Lord, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, O Lord. We bless you, O Lord. We bless your holy name with all that is within us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When it came to meeting tonight, I didn't know just how things would go. I usually don't. But I did think maybe tonight we'll have opportunity for some who may want to express their gratitude to God or give some word for Jesus. And so as I was standing here, I was so happy when Sister Jane whispered to me, "Do you want a testimony, Pastor?" Well, that never happens. No one ever asks me that at home. Well, sometimes testimonies just happen. It's not that I always have to call for them. Sometimes there are people that are moved to testify, and that's always good. And then other times they're waiting for a specific invitation to testify. But here's Sister Jane. I just met her this week, and she lives in Burlington, Vermont. I don't suppose I could entice someone from Burlington, Vermont, to move to New York City.
that would probably be out of the question, right? But anyway, that would be a good example for us in our church. So I think Sister Jane is probably going to go first. But anyone else who'd like to follow, we have time for your testimony tonight. We have time for whatever the Lord wants in this meeting tonight. Let us give ourselves to Him and our time over to Him. Come, sister.
When I came here,
I'm thankful that this Christian walk is positive, full of positives. There's light instead of darkness, joy instead of sorrow, up instead of down, and I'm really thankful for that. I was reminded when Jane gave her testimony of a time in my life when I had come to the Lord with a lot of baggage. I had drifted away from Him, and the Lord thankfully removed most of the things I picked up along the way. But there was something I couldn't explain, and it wasn't really a depression. It was something just, I felt like I had a constant caffeine high. I was jittery, and I couldn't explain it. And I remember I was going to school at night, and just walking to class, I'd feel this constantly. But at that time, I had the opportunity to do two things. Thankfully, I didn't have to work, so I could stay home. And I had a little home in the Peekskill, and I was able to praise the Lord. And as I praised Him in that little house and walked from room to room, I felt the Lord praising through me. And it was something I had never experienced before, and it has never left me either. I just feel that the Lord, sometimes when I'm praising, I just sense that He lifts the praises high. But another thing that happened was at this place, at that time they were having winter programs here at the camp, and I was able to come up occasionally. And it was during the quiet times in that prayer room there where I waited on God. We all waited on the Lord, and I didn't know what was happening, but somehow just being in His presence, this thing gradually lifted. And I can't say I remember the night it totally disappeared or departed, but I attribute it to those two things, praising the Lord and sitting in His presence. And there's a powerful work going on as we sit and wait for Him, even in our altar services. Sometimes we may not be too impressed by the sermon itself or the goings-on in the meeting, but sometimes the altar services are so powerful where the Lord comes and ministers to us. And I treasure that. I pray that I will take more advantage of sitting in His presence and expecting Him to change me.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, thank you.
It's good to speak for the Lord, to give Him the glory. Let's sing together a wonderful song about Jesus. Another song from the 1700s. Look at that. I had to check those dates. 42 in the hymn book. Majestic sweetness sits enthroned upon the Savior's brow. If there are those who would like to stand as we sing, please feel free to stand with me. All right.
Majestic sweetness sips enthroned upon the Savior's brow. His head with radiant glory is crowned. His lips with grace overflow. His No. us be seated. There's another verse that says, since from his bounties I receive such proofs of love divine, had I 1,000 hearts to give, Lord, they should all be thine. Since from his bounties